And it's time to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I might have a little screeching going on in the background. We got a new set of earphones for the main studio. And for the first time in my broadcast career, which is 48 years, Mike, I have a new set of headphones. And if I twist my head wrong, you might hear a very loud screech, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll try not to twist my head. But it's hard because I've been twisting my head when I talk for years. All right, let's go on to sports. It was funny last night, Mike. I spent the afternoon, on a very hot afternoon, watching all the incredible vintage sports cars do their parade around Northwest Connecticut and wind up in Falls Village. So when I got home, due to the sun and due to my age, I was kind of tired. I had the Yankee game on for about 2 minutes. They were leading 7-5. And you know what I said to myself? They're going to lose this game. And I turned it off and I went to bed. And I don't know why I had that feeling, because I only had the game on for about 10 or 15 seconds. But sure enough, I wake up this morning 8-7.
Another embarrassing game. Playing the Detroit Tigers, who are as bad as the White Sox. And the interesting thing about this game is the Tigers are the worst team in the major leagues for hitting home runs. They only had 130 going into last night. They were ranked at the bottom of the list. They had 5 home runs last night. Yankees blow one you should have heard them before the game started. No more sugarcoating. This is a series the Yankees have to sweep. This is a team they have to beat. Well, both of those went by the boards last night. Detroit beat the Yankees 8-7. Betances came in with a 7-5 lead and blew it. Gave up 2 consecutive home runs, 1 a 2-run homer, 1 a solo blast to put the Tigers ahead. And then you hear the doubters. Why did the Betances close the game? Why wasn't he pitching the 8th inning? Listen, folks, you're in the major leagues. You pitch when you pitch. It doesn't matter what the number is above the inning. 6, 7, 8, or 9. You still have to get 3 outs to get out of the inning. Betances didn't get out of the inning. It's his fault. Yeah. It's not Boone's fault. Boone puts in to pitch whomever he thinks is ready to pitch at that time. He put Betances in the 9th inning, and he failed. Betances is an all-star, folks. He's an all-star pitcher. If he can't pitch whatever the number of the inning is and get 3 outs, it's nobody's fault but his own. Nobody made errors last night. Boone didn't tell him what to throw and when to throw it. He threw what he wanted, when he wanted, and he got lit up and lost. You got nobody to blame for that situation but Betances. But for the Yankees last night, Happ didn't even go 5 innings. He gave up 10 hits and 3 homers. There's not a lot of bright spots in Yankeeville nowadays. They're playing... They just got through playing the White Sox, who's one of the worst teams in baseball. The White Sox were tied with Boston going into the late innings yesterday, 4-4. Boston beat them 9-4. Well, you just see who's a better team right now. The Yankees got beat by Detroit, and that was a bad, bad loss for them yesterday because the starting pitching was bad, the relief pitching was bad. There was nothing there you can go off of.
All right. Let's move on. Where else do you want to go?
I don't know.
You want to go?
What else is there but baseball?
Your picture yesterday from Saratoga.
He ran third.
Hey, in the ballpark. Hey, NFL had a full slate of games last night because your favorite football league will return when? Next weekend, Mike.
What a shame. Irrelevant. It's irrelevant to me. We got baseball. Coming down the home stretch, we'll have baseball playoffs. We'll have Keeneland open for the month of October. Big races at Belmont. The Breeders' Cup in November. I don't even have an interest for the NFL.
You've left out hockey.
Hockey don't start till November.
Yeah. Huh? That's close enough. It's not that far away.
That's all right.
All right.
Better than the NFL, that's true.
All right, so now... What are your picks for today up at Saratoga this weekend, as a matter of fact?
My pick for today is in the 7th race. It's a 6-furlong race on the dirt. The 6th horse in the 7th race, Smile More, is my pick of the day. This horse had some problems last time out. didn't get a clean trip. Should take care of business today. So today in the seventh race, the six horse, and it was just pouring here like nobody's business for 2 hours. Sounded like a freight train was coming through town. So, but I don't think it's raining up at Saratoga, so they should have a dry track. For this weekend, a couple of races. Tomorrow, Kentucky Downs opens up. I look forward to that small meet every year. It's a grass, strictly grass racing with big purses and big fields, and you make a couple scores there, you're in good shape. The eighth race tomorrow is a $750,000 race. $750,000 is ungraded, folks. If you have a horse that can run on the grass, this is where you need to go. Couple horses I'm looking at in this race. One is the three horse, Camelot Kitten. This horse has been running very good at Woodbine, and last year these horses from Woodbine shipped down to Kentucky and ran very well. So as a matter of fact, Camelot Kitten is going to be my top pick, and Tyler Gaffleone and Mike Maker team up, and they were a very good combination in last year's meet. The other horse I'm going to use in here is the seven, Krampus. So in the eighth at Kentucky Downs tomorrow, the three, Camelot Kitten, with the seventh, Krampus, brings us to the ninth race at Kentucky Downs tomorrow. This is two-year-olds running for $400,000 on a mile on the turf. A couple horses I'm looking in here. One is the two, Henley's Joy, first-time starter at Ellis Park, one first-time out for Mike Maker. Comes back right off of that race into this small stake for 400 grand. That horse should run good. Another horse that I'm looking at is another horse coming out of Ellis Park, the 11, Pole Setter, another horse who's one for one on a turf. And Pletcher's shipping up a horse that was running this summer at Gulfstream, first time out, one on the turf, the 5, Coral Legacy. So 2, 5, 11 in the ninth race at Kentucky Downs. Closing weekend at Saratoga, that means it's Woodward weekend, the grade 1 mile and an eighth for older horses. Some pretty good older horses have run in this race. It's a very lackluster crew tomorrow, which is the reason why there's 14 entries in it. My top pick in this race is the 9, Gunnevera. Gunnevera has been running very well at Saratoga with two starts up there with the first and second, and probably would have won the Travers last year if West Coast didn't have the go-go juice in them. So Gunnevera is going to be my top pick in the Woodward. Two horses I'm going to use underneath. One is going to be the three-horse Patch. This horse is bred to run a mile and an eighth. Ran a decent race up at Saratoga in the Aladar on August 5th. Will be a nice price and should complement a pretty good exacta when Gunnevera wins tomorrow. And a real head-scratcher in here, the one horse, Yoshida, strictly a grass horse, is running first time on the dirt in this race. I guess Bill Mott figures, like me, it's a pretty weak race, and the horse really didn't extend himself up at Saratoga in the four-star Dave, so why not take a shot on the turf? This horse has Sunday Silence in his lineage. Sunday Silence has been producing real good grass runners, but he was a good dirt runner in his own right. So take a shot with Yoshida underneath. Use Gunnevera on top, the 9 and the 3 Patch and the 1 Yoshida underneath. And the race after the Woodward is the 12th Glen Falls Grade 2. It's a mile and 3/8 on the turf. All roads go through the 5 horse here, Santa Monica. Santa Monica is going to be a very, very short-priced horse here, so we're going to try to beef it up by using a couple of longies in the exacta. One is going to be the 1 Somersault. This horse has 7 starts at Saratoga with 2 wins. 10-1 morning line makes this horse useful. The 2 horse, Savannah Bell. This horse, last 2 turf races at Belmont were pretty good at 20-1. Another horse you can use, and round it up with the 7 horse, La Manta Grise. This horse has been running okay at distance races at Belmont, Churchill Downs, and Delaware. Another horse at 15-1 you can put as filler underneath. But like I said, all roads go through Santa Monica, the 5, and we're going to use the 1, 2, and 7 in exact as a closing weekend at Saratoga.
That's it. I mean, it's a lot of horse racing.
Yeah. I look forward to Kentucky Downs. This past week at Saratoga after the Travers, the cards haven't been so good because they kind of like put everything into the last weekend card, which is this weekend. So Saratoga, as long as the weather holds up there and it's supposed to, they'll have good racing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And Kentucky, they only run 5 days, the first one being Saturday, and then I don't think they run again till Thursday. But big money out there, big fields, and big payouts.
All right, Mike. I want you to have a good weekend. No rain for you this weekend. You might get a little rain down there, but not much.
It's supposed to rain here today and tomorrow, 2 days.
Looks like we're going to get off with just cloudy skies here. So.
Yeah, well, yesterday at Saratoga was sunny and beautiful and cool and crisp, and down here was still a blast furnace. So you don't have to go too far away to get into good weather or bad weather, just depending on which direction you're moving. Right. And as long as the Tigers keep beating the Yankees, it'll be a good weekend.
That's right. Okay. Hey, Mike, have a good weekend.
Take care, guys. Enjoy.
Even though I hope the Yankees win a game or two, but have a good weekend.
You too.
Goodbye. Mike Gosse with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.